When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You want to sign into that?
Now on Breakfast with Pat and Heels. Heels gets his gloves off.
At the end of yesterday's game, the Super Bowl, I thought I'll sit down and think, what did I like about today? The lessons of the Super Bowl 58 final, or which is the Super Bowl 58. The first thing I noticed was togetherness. And these are the Kansas City Chiefs mainly that I'm referring to. You know, when they were doubted, they got together and really galvanised together, and they used it for their good all season long. So that real togetherness is a really important thing and something the Queensland State of Origin teams are very good at. The second thing, and one of the most important for yesterday, was awareness. You know, be thinking under pressure. They were under serious pressure. They were supposed to be playing a little bit better than that, but they were always doubted, and no one's surprised that San Francisco are dominating here at the start. Someone said, we need to be playing better. We're not going that well. And that's difficult to do when you're under such pressure. Then they had to work out what is happening and then how are we going to do this? And then who's in charge of getting us all back on track? We can't all be throwing our bits in and our suggestions in. Why don't we try this? What's going wrong there? So it had to be streamlined and the coaches had to take charge. Or who was it that took charge and stayed so calm? They're unbelievable how calm they stayed. Then who's going to lead this change? It was obvious. It was Mahomes, right? Patrick Mahomes and his demeanour didn't change all game. You know, you'd see him jogging off having fluffed another catch or fumbled something and threw one out on the full on purpose, those sorts of things. He just jog off, talk to the coaches. He never stopped trying. He never stopped identifying new tactics, then reverting. The second half, they reverted to more familiar Kansas City Chief tactics and performed them very well. So, gee whiz, you know, there's a lot of football left. When you've got a whole team that have their attitude, there's a lot of football left. That's what happens when you get teams together and they become so entrenched in each other that they have total faith in the quarterback calls and go for it, knowing that even 6 minutes is a long time for our team. Then to me, just because I'm a rookie doesn't mean I can't get this job done. So there's some very underrated Chiefs emerged, and Mahomes, he trusted them. And his quotes that I walk past those our training fields every day and see them throwing, you know, for hours on end. I knew they were not only hard workers, but they were pressure-ready rookies. And that's a huge thing for the next step of the Kansas City Chiefs. Then there's a tolerance. There's a tolerance level that everyone had to have. The coach and Travis Kelce, for one, as we've talked about, not letting on after the game either that he was upset. It was all well handled, and it'll be very interesting to see what it looks and feels like next year between those two. The defence and the coach, you know, the defensive lines and their defensive coach, he had to tolerate that it wasn't going too well at the start. But, you know, they really kicked into gear. And then everyone and the referees, quite easy to get really cranky and when things don't go your way. But, gee, I thought the Kansas City Chiefs held things together very well when it wasn't going so well for them. Then I think I like the humility of San Francisco, the disappointment, but no more than that. The coach even looked very proud of his team. You know, he came under some criticism for being conservative and that calling one of the decisions cowardly. That's not too good for him, but they spoke very highly of each other. It was a mutual love in that San Francisco squad, so which is great to see. I love that San Francisco didn't lose the Super Bowl. The proud champ, Kansas City Chiefs, clicked into gear and won it because it was always a challenge of, you know, weighing up the prospect of winning this match against the fear of losing it. And I was really pleased that neither team was scared of losing. It was a great study in sport. I loved it.